Chapter 9. Feasts of Yehovah Elohim. Celebration. The feasts of Yehovah, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. These are my appointed seasons. 3 times a year shall all your males appear before Yehovah, your Elohim, in the place which he chooses, at the Feast of Unleavened Bread, at the Feast of Weeks, and at the Feast of Tabernacles. They shall not appear before Yehovah empty-handed. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of Yehovah your Elohim, which he has given you. And you shall rejoice before Yehovah your Elohim, you and your son and your daughter, your manservant and maidservant, and the Levite who is within your towns, the stranger or temporary resident, the fatherless, and the widow who are among you, at the place in which Yehovah your Elohim chooses to make his name and his presence dwell. And you shall rejoice before Yehovah your Elohim, you and your sons and your daughters, and your menservants and your maidservants, and the Levite that is within your towns. Also, in the day of rejoicing, and in your set feasts, and at the beginnings of your months, you shall blow the trumpets over your burnt offerings and your peace offerings, thus they may be a remembrance before your Yehovah. I am Yehovah, your Elohim. When the congregation is to be assembled, you shall blow the trumpets in short, sharp tones, but not the blast of an alarm. And the sons of Aaron, the priests, shall blow the trumpets, and the trumpets shall be to you for a perpetual statute throughout your generations. These you shall offer, offering, pleasing fragrance to the Elohim, to Yehovah at your appointed feasts, besides the offerings you have vowed and your freewill offerings, for your burnt offerings, cereal offerings, drink offerings, and peace offerings. These are the appointed seasons of Yehovah, which ye shall proclaim to be holy convocations, to bring an offering made by fire unto Yehovah, a burnt offering, and a meal offering, a sacrifice, and drink offerings, each on its own day beside the Sabbaths of Yehovah, and beside your gifts, and beside all your vows, and beside all your freewill offerings, which ye give unto Yehovah. First Prophetic Feast Passover, Pesach. The first month, Aviv, 14th day, full moon phase. This month, Aviv, or Nisan, shall be to you the beginning of months, the first month of the year to you. In the first month, Aviv, on the 14th day of the month at dusk, at twilight, is Yehovah's Passover. On the 14th day of the first month is Yehovah's Passover. And you shall keep it, lamb, until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it at dusk, at twilight. For our Pesach lamb, the Messiah, has been sacrificed. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of Yehovah, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Messiah Yeshua, whom Yehovah set forth as a propitiation by his blood, through faith, to demonstrate his righteousness, because in his forbearance Yehovah had passed over the sins that were previously committed, to demonstrate at the present time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Yeshua. This is why he had to become like his brothers in every respect, so that he might become a merciful and faithful Kohen Gadol, high priest, in the service of Yehovah, making a kapara for the sins of the people, to make atonement and propitiation for the people's sins. You should be aware that the ransom paid to free you from the worthless way of life which your fathers passed on to you did not consist of anything perishable like silver or gold. On the contrary, it was the costly, bloody sacrificial death of the Messiah, as of a lamb without defect or spot. If any man of you or of your posterity shall be unclean by reason of touching a dead body, or is far off on a journey, still he shall keep the Passover to Jehovah. On the 14th day of the second month, Iyar, in the evening they shall keep it, and eat it with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. For the king, his officials, and the entire Yerushalayim community had agreed to keep the Pesach in the second month. They had not been able to observe it at the proper time, because the priests had not consecrated themselves in sufficient number. Also, the people had not assembled in Yerushalayim. And many people came to Jerusalem to keep the feast of unleavened bread in the second month, a very great assembly. Observe the month of Aviv, spring, the time of barley harvest, and keep the Passover to Jehovah your Elohim. For in the month of Aviv, Jehovah your Elohim brought you out of Egypt by night. And you shall sacrifice the Passover offering unto Jehovah your Elohim of the flock and the herd, in the place which Jehovah shall choose to cause his name to dwell there. You may not offer the Passover sacrifice within any of your towns which Jehovah your Elohim gives you, but at the place which Jehovah your Elohim will choose in which to make his name and his presence dwell. There you shall offer the Passover sacrifice in the evening at sunset, at the season that you came out of Egypt. And you shall roast and eat it in the place which Jehovah your Elohim will choose. And in the morning you shall turn and go to your tents. This is the ordinance of the Passover. No foreigner shall eat of it, but every man's servant who is bought for money, when you have circumcised him, then may he eat of it. A foreigner or hired servant shall not eat of it. In one house shall it be eaten, by one company. You shall not carry any of the meat outside the house, neither shall you break a bone of it. All the congregation of Israel shall keep it. When a stranger sojourning with you wishes to keep the Passover to Jehovah, let all his males be circumcised, and then let him come near and keep it. And he shall be as one that is born in the land, but no uncircumcised person shall eat of it. They shall eat the meat, lamb, that night roasted in the fire with unleavened bread and bitter herbs, they shall eat it. Eat not of it raw, nor boiled at all with water, but roasted, its head, its legs, and its inner parts. You shall let nothing of the meat remain until the morning, and the bones and unedible bits which remain of it until morning, you shall burn with fire. And thus you shall eat it, with a belt on your waist, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. So you shall eat it in haste. It is Jehovah's Passover. They shall leave none of it, Passover lamb, until the morning, nor break any bone of it. Also, they roasted the Passover offerings with fire, according to the ordinance. And the other holy offerings they boiled in pots, in cauldrons, and in pans, and divided them quickly, in haste, among all the lay people. And if a stranger shall sojourn among you, and will keep the Passover unto Jehovah, according to the statute of the Passover, and according to the ordinance thereof, so shall he do. Ye shall have one statute, both for the stranger and for him that is born in the land. Second Prophetic Feast, Unleavened Bread, Hag HaMatzot, the first month, Aviv, 15th to the 21st. So you shall observe the Feast of Unleavened Bread, for on this same day I will have brought your armies out of the land of Egypt. Therefore, you shall observe this day throughout your generations as an everlasting ordinance. Remember this day in which you went out of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. For by strength of hand, Jehovah brought you out of this place. No leavened bread shall be eaten. On this day, you are going out in the month of Aviv. And on the 15th day of the same month, Aviv, is the feast of unleavened bread to Jehovah. And on the 15th day of this month, Aviv, is the feast. Unleavened bread shall be eaten for 7 days. On the first day, you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no customary work. 3 times a year shall all your males appear before Jehovah, your Elohim, in the place which he chooses at the Feast of Unleavened Bread, at the Feast of Weeks, and at the Feast of Tabernacles. They shall not appear before Jehovah empty-handed. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of Jehovah, your Elohim, which he has given you. On the first day, you shall have a holy convocation, high or great Sabbath. You shall do no customary work on it. The 7th day shall be a holy convocation, high or great Sabbath. You shall do no customary work on it. And on the 7th day, you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no customary work. 6 days you shall eat unleavened bread, and on the 7th day there shall be a solemn assembly to Jehovah your Elohim. You shall do no work on it. In the first month, on the 14th day of the month at evening, when the 15th is beginning, you shall eat unleavened bread until the 21st day of the month at evening. For 7 days no leaven shall be found in your houses, since whoever eats what is leavened, that same person shall be cut off from the congregation of Israel, whether he is a stranger or a native of the land. You shall eat nothing leavened. In all your dwellings you shall eat unleavened bread. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread, and the 7th day shall be a feast to Jehovah. Unleavened bread shall be eaten for 7 days. No leavened bread shall be seen with you, neither shall there be leaven in all your territory, borders. You shall explain to your son on that day, "This is done because of what Jehovah did for me when I came out of Egypt. It shall be as a sign to you upon your hand, and as a memorial between your eyes, that the law of Jehovah may be in your mouth. For with a strong hand Jehovah has brought you out of Egypt. You shall therefore keep this ordinance at this time from year to year. You shall eat no leavened bread with it. For 7 days you shall eat it with unleavened bread, the bread of affliction. For you fled from the land of Egypt in haste, that all the days of your life you may earnestly remember the day when you came out of Egypt. No leaven shall be seen with you in all your territory for 7 days, nor shall any of the meat, Pesach, which you sacrifice the first day at evening, be left all night until the morning. Get rid of the old leaven, yeast, so that you can be a new batch of dough, because in reality, you are unleavened. Third Prophetic Feast, Feast of the First Fruits, the day of bringing the first sheaf, Reshit Katzir, or Yom Rishon, the first month, Aviv. When you have come into the land I give you and reap its harvest, you shall bring the sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest to the priest. And he shall wave the sheaf before Jehovah. The priest will lift it up before Jehovah, that you may be accepted. On the next day after the Sabbath, weekly Sabbath, the priest shall wave it before Jehovah. I will make him the firstborn son, the highest of the kings of the earth. My mercy and loving kindness will I keep for him forevermore, and my covenant shall stand fast and be faithful with him. His offspring also will I make to endure forever, and his throne as the days of heaven. But the fact is that the Messiah has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have died. For since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Messiah all shall be made alive. But each one in his own order, Messiah the first fruits, afterward those who are Messiahs at his coming, second coming. And he is the head of the body, the congregation, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he might hold first place in everything. Having made his decision, he gave birth to us through his word of truth that can be relied upon, in order that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. And you shall eat neither bread nor parched grain nor green ears until this same day when you have brought the offering of your Jehovah. It is a statute forever throughout your generations in all your houses. The Count of Omer. And you shall count from the day after the Sabbath, from the day that you brought the sheaf of the wave offering, first fruit. 7 Sabbaths, 7 full weeks, shall they be. Count 50 days until the day after the 7th week. You are to count 7 weeks. You are to begin counting 7 weeks from the time you first put your sickle to the standing grain. Fourth Prophetic Feast, Feast of Weeks, or Pentecost, Shavuot. The third month, Sivan, the 50th day after first fruits. You shall make proclamation the same day, the 50th day from the day of bringing the first sheaf, the first fruits, summoning a holy assembly. You shall do no servile work that day. It shall be a statute forever in all your dwellings throughout your generations. At the festival of harvest, feast of Shavuot, or Pentecost, when you present the first of your new grain to Jehovah, you must call an official day for holy assembly, and you may do no ordinary work on that day. Also, you shall keep the feast of harvest, the first fruits, feast of first harvest, of your toil, of what you sow in the field. You shall observe the Feast of Weeks, the first fruits of the wheat harvest, and the Feast of Ingathering at the year's end. 3 times a year shall all your males appear before Jehovah, your Elohim, in the place which he chooses at the Feast of Unleavened Bread, at the Feast of Weeks, and at the Feast of Tabernacles. They shall not appear before Jehovah empty-handed. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of Jehovah, your Elohim, which he has given you. 7 weeks shalt thou number unto thee from the time the sickle is first put to the standing corn, shalt thou begin to number 7 weeks. And thou shalt keep the feast of weeks unto Jehovah, your Elohim, after the measure of the freewill offering of thy hand, which thou shalt give, according as Jehovah, your Elohim, blesseth thee. For Paul, Shaul, had decided to sail past Ephesus, so that he would not have to spend time in Asia, for he was hurrying to be at Jerusalem, if possible, on the day of Pentecost, Shavuot. The festival of Shavuot arrived, and the believers all gathered together in one place. Suddenly there came a sound from the sky, like the roar of a violent wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then they saw what looked like tongues of fire, which separated and came to rest on each one of them. They were all filled with the Ruach HaKodesh, Holy Spirit, and began to talk in different languages, as the Spirit enabled them to speak. Fifth Prophetic Feast, Feast of the Trumpet, Yom Teruah. The seventh month, Tishrei, first day, new moon phase. On the first day of the seventh month, you shall observe a day of solemn sabbatical rest, great or high Sabbath, a memorial day announced by blowing of trumpets, a holy, called assembly. You shall do no servile work on it, but you shall present an offering made by fire to Jehovah. And in the seventh month, on the first day of the month, you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no customary work. For you it is a day of blowing the trumpets. This is your day of trumpet blasts. It shall come to pass in that day that there will be no light. The lights will diminish. It shall be one day which is known to Jehovah, neither day nor night. But at evening time it shall happen that it will be light. And in that day it shall be that living waters shall flow from Jerusalem, half of them toward the eastern sea, and half of them toward the western sea. In both summer and winter it shall occur, and Jehovah shall be king over all the earth. In that day it shall be, Jehovah is one, and his name will be the only name. And it shall come to pass in that day that Jehovah will thresh from the channel of the river to the brook of Egypt. And you will be gathered one by one, O you children of Israel. So it shall be in that day, the great trumpet will be blown. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the sky. All the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with tremendous power and glory. He will send out his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, shofar, and they will gather together his chosen people from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Sixth Prophetic Feast, Atonement Day, Yom Kippur. The seventh month, Tishrei, 10th day. Also the 10th day of the 7th month is the Day of Atonement. It shall be a holy, called assembly, and you shall afflict yourselves and present an offering made by fire to Jehovah. And you shall do no work on this day, for it is the Day of Atonement, to make atonement for you before Jehovah, your Elohim. You shall do no kind of work on that day, It is a statute forever throughout your generations in all your dwellings. On the 10th day of the 7th month, you shall have a holy convocation. You shall afflict your souls. You shall not do any work. This shall be a statute forever for you. In the 7th month, on the 10th day of the month, you shall afflict your souls and do no work at all, whether a native of your own country or a stranger who dwells among you. For on that day the priest shall make atonement for you, to cleanse you, that you may be clean from all your sins before Jehovah. It is a Sabbath of solemn rest for you, and you shall afflict your souls. It is a statute forever. But when the Messiah appeared as Kohen Gadol, high priest, of the good things that are happening already, then, through the greater and more perfect tent, which is not man-made, that is, it is not of this created world, he entered the holiest place once and for all. And he entered not by means of the blood of goats and calves, but by means of his own blood, thus setting people free forever. For if sprinkling ceremonially unclean persons with the blood of goats and bulls and the ashes of a heifer restores their outward purity, then how much more the blood of the Messiah, who, through the Eternal Spirit, offered himself to Jehovah as a sacrifice without blemish, will purify our conscience from works that led to death, so that we can serve the living Jehovah. The 7th Prophetic Feast of the Tabernacle, Sukkot. The 7th month, Tishrei, 15th to the 22nd, full moon phase. The 15th day of the 7th month, and for 7 days, is the Feast of Tabernacles to Jehovah. On the 15th day of the 7th month, when you have gathered in the fruit of the land, you shall keep the feast of Jehovah for 7 days. On the 15th day of the 7th month, you shall have a holy summoned assembly. You shall do no servile work, and you shall keep a feast to Jehovah for 7 days. 3 times a year shall all your males appear before Jehovah, your Elohim, in the place which he chooses, at the Feast of Unleavened Bread, at the Feast of Weeks, and at the Feast of Tabernacles. They shall not appear before Jehovah empty-handed. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of Jehovah, your Elohim, which he has given you. You shall observe the Feast of Weeks, the first fruits of the wheat harvest, and the Feast of Ingathering at the year's end, Sukkot. Now the Feast of Tabernacles was at hand, observed annually by Hebrews. His brothers therefore said to him, "Depart from here and go into Judea, that your disciples also may see the works that you are doing." On the first day shall be a holy convocation. Do not do any kind of ordinary work. The first day is a complete rest, great or high Sabbath, and the 8th day is a complete rest, great or high Sabbath. On the 8th day you are to have a festive assembly. You are not to do any kind of ordinary work. And ye shall take you on the first day the fruit of goodly trees, branches of palm trees, and boughs of thick trees, and willows of the brook. And ye shall rejoice before Jehovah your Elohim 7 days. And he, Abraham, built there an altar to Jehovah who had delivered him, and who was making him rejoice in the land of his sojourning, and he celebrated a festival of joy in this month 7 days, near the altar which he had built at the well of the oath. And he built booths for himself and for his servants on this festival. And he was the first to celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles on the earth. And during these 7 days, he brought each day to the altar a burnt offering to Jehovah. And he blessed his Creator, who had created him in his generation, for he had created him according to his good pleasure. For he knew and perceived that from him would arise the plant of righteousness for the eternal generations, and from him a holy seed, so that it should become like him who had made all things. And he blessed and rejoiced, and he called the name of this festival the Festival of Jehovah, a joy acceptable to the Most High Jehovah. For this reason it is ordained on the heavenly tablets concerning Israel, that they shall celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles 7 days with joy, in the seventh month, acceptable before Jehovah, a statute forever throughout their generations, every year. And to this there is no limit of days, for it is ordained forever regarding Israel that they should celebrate it and dwell in booths, and set wreaths upon their heads, and take leafy boughs and willows from the brook. And Abraham took branches of palm trees and the fruit of goodly trees, and every day going round the altar with the branches 7 times a day in the morning, he praised and gave thanks to his Jehovah for all things in joy. You shall keep it as a feast to Jehovah for 7 days in the year. It shall be a statute forever in your generations. You shall celebrate it in the seventh month. You shall dwell in booths for 7 days. All who are native Israelites shall dwell in booths, that your generations may know that I made the children of Israel dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am Jehovah your Elohim. Year of Jubilee, Yovel. And you shall count 7 Sabbaths of years for yourself, 7 times 7 years. And the time of the 7 Sabbaths of years shall be to you 49 years. Then you shall cause the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month. On the Day of Atonement, you shall make the trumpet to sound throughout all your land. And you shall consecrate the 50th year, and proclaim liberty throughout all the land to all its inhabitants. It shall be a jubilee for you, and each of you shall return to his possession, and each of you shall return to his family. That 50th year shall be a jubilee to you. In it you shall neither sow nor reap what grows of its own accord, nor gather the grapes of your untended vine. For it is the jubilee. It shall be holy to you. You shall eat its produce from the field. In this year of jubilee, each of you shall return to his possession. The Spirit of Adon, Master or Lord, is upon me. Therefore he has anointed me to announce good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the imprisoned and renewed sight for the blind, to release those who have been crushed, to proclaim a year of the favor of Jehovah. New Moon, Rosh Chodesh. And in your new moons, beginnings of months, ye shall present a burnt offering unto Jehovah. Also in the day of your gladness, and in your appointed seasons, and in your new moons, ye shall blow with the trumpets over your burnt offerings, and over the sacrifices of your peace offerings, and they shall be to you for a memorial before your Jehovah. I am Jehovah, your Elohim. Likewise, the people of the land shall worship at the entrance to this gateway before Jehovah on the Sabbaths and the new moons. Blow the trumpet at the time of the new moon, at the full moon, on our solemn feast day. And on the new moon of the first month, and on the new moon of the fourth month, and on the new moon of the seventh month, and on the new moon of the tenth month, are the days of remembrance, and the days of the seasons in the four divisions of the year. These are written and ordained as a testimony forever. And Noah ordained them for himself as feasts for the generations forever, so that they have become thereby a memorial unto him. And on the new moon of the first month, he was bidden to make for himself an ark. And on that day, the earth became dry, and he opened the ark and saw the earth. And on the new moon of the fourth month, the mouths of the depths of the abyss beneath were closed. And on the new moon of the seventh month, all the mouths of the abysses of the earth were opened, and the waters began to descend into them. And on the new moon of the tenth month, the tops of the mountains were seen, and Noah was glad. And on this account he ordained them for himself as feasts for a memorial forever, and thus are they ordained.